The development of an inland rail freight route intended to connect Melbourne and Brisbane will be cut short in the central New South Wales town of Parkes after its cost nearly tripled in 6 years. Transport Minister Catherine King says independent analysis shows the price tag for the project has blown out from $16.4 billion in 2020 to more than $45 billion. Farmers and regional leaders say the decision to leave the project half-built will leave communities carrying the cost for decades. One Nation MP Barnaby Joyce says he's disappointed by the decision.
You've got to remember, we have, because of this, in a fuel crisis, in an energy crisis, decided to scrap a piece of infrastructure that mitigated that crisis. Because if diesel engines attached to prime movers pulling your groceries were to shut down, we actually, because they ran out of fuel, we actually have an alternative. But they decided to shut that.